Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, y'all. You're listening to This with Krish, the show where we talk about life, family, faith, business, and everything in between. Now, I'm your host, Krish Dokia, and today I'm diving into something I like to talk about quite frequently, which is dogs. And again, honestly, I've done an episode before about dogs, about my dog Archie, and I'm not sorry because I love dogs. Anyway, listen, if you've been rocking with me since the beginning of this podcast, you already know I had an episode earlier, right, about my guy Archie. He was my day one, he was my good boy. He passed away earlier this summer, and that one was tough. And I didn't realize how much I had tucked away emotionally until recently. Because something wild has happened over this last 2 months. I've become weirdly attached to my golden doodle, Stetson. Okay, and before you say it, yes, it's that doodle, the fluffy doodle that's all over social media. He's the goodest of good boys, the one who keeps kind of showing up in all my social posts, like I said. And it's almost like he's signed a marketing retainer contract with me. He even has his own Instagram page, which is pretty common for obsessed dog owners. It wasn't intentional, but it turns out subconsciously I've been doing two things at once, okay? I've been grieving Archie, and then showering Stetson with that little extra love that only kind of a dog parent would understand. And he's cute. He's super loyal. He's goofy. And he really only has two flaws. He believes all human food was created for him, okay? But also, the slightest change in his food will destroy his digestive system and therefore our lives. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. IYKY or whatever, right? If you know, you know. Anyway, here's something most of you don't know. Stetson, he sleeps at my feet every single night. He hangs out with me in my office when I'm working from home. And every single one of these episodes, he's always here, right? He's actually right there. He's looking right at me. He's literally always here. And if I could turn the camera without breaking up this entire setup, I would show you this beautiful fluffy dog has been a guest on every single one of these This with Krish episodes. So yes, you've been listening to me as well as kind of not knowing that I have had this co-host this whole time. Anyway, history. So Shannon and I, we've been two dog people since 2016, for almost a decade. And in 2023, we lost our tiny Papillon, Momo, rest in peace. And then this summer again, like I mentioned earlier, we lost Archie, which left us only with Stetson holding down the fort. And Stetson was a present from Santa to my son in 2022, right after my daughter was born. And he is now the only sole furry member of this family. So naturally, the conversation every dog family eventually has started happening. Should we get another dog? And because we have zero self-control in our house, and it's almost Christmas, and it's peak puppy fever season, we kind of just went online to look. Okay, and by the way, real quick, here's a stat for you guys. According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, over 3 million families, right? 3 million will bring home a new pet between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, whatever. It didn't say. But that, we're talking about pets, but mostly puppies, okay? The holidays are basically the Super Bowl of dog adoption. So what do? We did exactly what millions of other families do during this time of year. We hit up Google, okay? And I didn't even use ChatGPT for it, so I was excited. I'm old school. Anyway, we searched breeders, local, national, everywhere. And by the way, if you search anything on Google, you better believe everywhere you go now, you are a marked person for ads for golden doodles. Anyway, we found this website, and I mean, the site was clean. I love good websites, right? It had everything, right? Pictures of the breeders, two older ladies, and then their family stories. And they've been doing this for 20 plus years. They had all their family photos and bios and all this stuff. They had a list of past and present and future puppies and the parents of the dogs and all this stuff, right? This is reserved and already adopted sections. Really thorough testimonials, long paragraphs about the philosophy and their breeding standards. I mean, it was everything that you would expect to see from on a breeder's site. It was legit, okay? Anyway, so Shannon and I narrowed it down to we wanted to pick out of three different puppies, but we found two that we just were in love with. They were just so beautiful puppy golden doodle puppies, okay? And they were just gorgeous. And I'm like thinking, okay, Stetson's going to have a baby brother. And the two dogs' names were Herschel, like Herschel Walker, awesome, and Wyatt, which we would have probably just changed to Gunner. So I fill out the form, name, email, phone number. They ask you if you have any existing pets and kids in the home. And you get to select two. So I selected the two, filled out the information on this form, and I hit submit, right? And the response on the screen says, someone will be in touch with you soon. Okay, fine. So 30 minutes go by, and I get a text message from what looked like maybe an automated number. It wasn't a number. It was, you know, a series of numbers, like four or five numbers or whatever it was. So you could tell it was like some automated system. And I was like, man, they're pretty awesome. Okay, they got CRM. Dear Chris and Shannon, you are approved to move forward with adopting Wyatt. Unfortunately, Herschel was adopted this morning. You will receive an email in 15 minutes and with all the information you need, please complete the form and submit your 10% deposit to begin the shipping process for your forever friend. Okay, pause. All right, we're excited, right? This feels real. My wife was at work, I was at work, and I'm texting her. And I'm like, look, this feels like it's happening. This is awesome. You good with it? It was like $450. The dog was $4,500. So 10% of that. Plus, you're going to have to pay for shipping and all this other, you know, junk fees. Anyway, and just like that, right, I like 15 minutes later, just like the text said, an email arrives. But guess how it starts? It says, about your forever puppy, Herschel. Now, if you're following along, that was a big what moment for us, right? Or at least me. My wife was working and I was sitting at my desk at my office. We were approved for Wyatt based on the text message. So why did we get an email with the subject headline, Herschel? Why are we being congratulated for a puppy that we didn't get approved for that was apparently adopted that morning or reserved that morning? And so right there, my stomach did this thing, right? That uh-oh feeling. So I do something I should have probably done in the first place. I went back to Google and I added one more word to the Google search. I added the breeder's name plus the word scam. And it took me to the Better Business Bureau website, and there was 47 complaints. All right. Now, you know, I had already seen their Facebook page as well, and it had a ton of, like, maybe 100 reviews on there, which after I went through the complaints on Better Business Bureau, I went and clicked on some of those profiles that were all fake on Facebook. You know, the reviews within Better Business Bureau said stuff like, don't open the attachment, my personal identity was stolen, I paid the deposit, like those 20 of them that were like, I paid the deposit, but I never got the puppy. Things like the website is a front. Lengthy complaints, okay? The whole thing was a full-blown, high-production, emotionally engineered scam. And here's the thing. I've been in financial services for half of my career. I've sat in rooms and worked alongside some of the best chief technology officers and risk officers and fraud prevention experts in America, okay? The whole nine. And if there's one rule that they all repeat, never, and I mean never, open an attachment in an email unless you are 1,000% certain, okay? That rule has saved companies millions, maybe billions of dollars. And apparently, this week it saved me from downloading who knows what, okay? And giving up my credit card information, and, you know, I'm guessing they would have asked what your kids' names were. I don't know. But holiday scams are real, all right? It blows my mind how low people will go. Dogs? Come on, man. Like, Christmas puppies, families who are excited like ours was or is still, emotional and vulnerable, right? And these scammers, they know exactly what they're doing. They know that the holidays make us soft. They make us more trusting, more hopeful, because it's part of the cheerness of the holiday season, right? And the happiness. And you just don't think people are going to take advantage of you. These people are evil. They're scum, garbage human behavior. And not just because it's the holidays. Anytime is despicable. And that's really why I wanted to sit down and share this story today. Not to bring your mood down, but to bring you into the real life, because that's what I do here on this show, right? I talk about real world, real life stuff. If you go to thiswithchris.com, the stories, they're real. They're not fake. They're meant to, you know, relate. But this is the world we live in, okay? This is what can happen to any of us. Even people who work in finance and technology, even people who think they're pretty darn savvy, right? There are people in other countries that are running these scams, or maybe even locally in the United States. Some of them just, it's 1,000% malintent. So here's a lesson. If you feel like something feels off, if it doesn't line up, in this case, if the puppy's name doesn't match, if you get too excited too fast, stop. Okay? Google. Double check, protect yourself, protect your family, protect your heart, protect your kids from getting all excited about having a new puppy in the house. Because the dreams being crushed aren't just someone's deposit, okay? It's the little kid, my daughter, she's so excited about having a little puppy, who thought a puppy was coming. And it's the family who has rearranged Christmas plans. It's the parents who got excited. You know, I genuinely hope the people behind these scams wake up one day and realize the emotional damage they do. And hopefully they find God in their lives, and because it's not working out for them right now. And if you're listening today, stay away, stay sharp, and hug your dog tonight. If you have one, if you are still thinking about getting one, you should. But do your research. There's enough digital footprint out there for you to, you know, get some good insight. Now, my dog Stetson is falling asleep over there, so I should probably wrap this up. So, as always, you know, actually, you know what? I wanted to share a little bit, like, this setup, this podcast is now moving upstairs. We just got a contractor. I painted this wall black, and now we got a contractor coming in, putting new floors into the office, which is now going to be the podcast setup. So I'm super excited about that. If you hadn't seen on social media, I did share, I guess it would be yesterday, if you're watching this, that the podcast has officially hit 500,000 streams across all social podcast streaming platforms, which I don't know if that's good or bad. To me, it's amazing, okay? Because we only started this thing now 2 months ago. Actually, exactly 2 months ago. Tomorrow will be 2 months, two full months. And so again, 500,000 streams is, again, to me, incredible. 500,000 people would have listened to this, to any of these episodes, across all episodes, by the way. And then our website, thiswithkrish.com, is now at 1.5 million visits in 30 days. And so it's just, it blows my mind that the response and the support that we're getting. So we're trying to crank out more content. My wife is actually now working behind the scenes and helping me do research on some of the episodes and some of the articles and things like that. We'll have a couple of job postings or volunteer postings. I don't know what it is that we're doing yet, but we've got some merch in the works. We've got a couple of different angles and things happening. And then what I haven't shared, which is also very exciting, we're in the planning phase of the very first Dallas, Texas Step Up Be a Voice event, which will be happening in the spring of 2026 for pediatric cancer awareness and research. And it's going to be a fitness-related event here locally in Dallas, Texas. But as that all comes together, there is a website, stepupbeavoice.com. It's in the midst of being set up and things like that. So anyway, so many things, so many good tidings, just so much amazing support and response from all of you. Keep it coming. Ask questions. You know, anyway, thank you for listening. Go to YouTube, Spotify, wherever. Like, follow, share, comment. And as always, I love y'all. And by the way, I've got a really fun episode coming tomorrow. And then the new second part two of the MarEd series is going to be launched here soon as well. We have recorded it. We just haven't edited it. It's a lot of work. But I'm excited to give you guys a tour on YouTube Shorts of the new studio that we'll be editing and putting together as well. So, again, love y'all. Thank you for your support.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.